USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The feds are running out of money, and lawmakers voted Tuesday on a stopgap measure, which needed to be passed to avoid a government shutdown when funding expires on 30 September. The House passed the bill to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. That faces a difficult journey in the Senate, where at least 10 Republicans would need to be in favor of the bill. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. That's according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the matter of death is homicide. As the FBI and others continue searching for boyfriend Brian Laundrie in Florida, this is the 911 call that alerted Moab, Utah authorities something was wrong.
We drove by and a gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Democrats on Tuesday took away $1 billion for Israel's Iron Dome defense system from its short-term government funding bill after backlash from progressives. There has never been a situation where military aid for Israel was held up by members of Congress. This brings to light deep divisions within the Democrat Party over Israel. Let's get a border update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a border security press conference in Del Rio to provide an update. Abbott saying illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are not only coming from the Northern Triangle countries of Central America, but from all over the globe.
What the world is witnessing now is the open border policies that are being utilized by the Biden administration. It attracts people from across the entire globe, including people coming from more than 100 in 50 different countries.
The Republican governor also saying the Biden administration knew this was coming. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden delivered his first speech to the United Nations Tuesday morning. The critics say he was weak on China by not mentioning the atrocities of the CCP and bowing down to climate change. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
Certainly not from Joe Biden and the Democrats, but you're right. This speech was a disgrace at the United Nations. Joe Biden walked into the United Nations and slapped a giant kick me sign on Uncle Sam's back. And in particular, as it relates to China, he bent over backwards to conciliate and appease the Chinese Communist Party. He said we don't seek a new Cold War. Well, China has been waging a Cold War against America and our workers and our military for decades. So the question is not whether we seek one. The question is whether or not we will fight back in it. Yet Joe Biden wouldn't even say the word China. He's apparently too scared to even mention China's name in a speech addressed to the world's leaders. What kind of signal does that send to them? What kind of signal does it send to the leaders of Beijing? I can tell you what they're doing right now. They are laughing at Joe Biden.
Human rights violator President Xi of China, via translator, uses America's woke crowd talking points.
We need to pursue dialogue and inclusiveness over confrontation and exclusion. We need to build a new type of international relations based on mutual respect, equity, justice, and win-win cooperation.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.